Hey everybody, it's your crazy uncle. I'm here talking to you with a half a glass of my own homemade wine. Today I want to talk to you about some of the shit that's going on and why either you really gotta worry or you shouldn't be worrying at all. Alright, now I'm going to be talking about the location where the, how they put it, the unknown illness of unknown origin. That particular country. And all the bullshittery that's going on with that. Now, a lot of you might think, oh, that's never going to happen. Other people are like, oh my God, it's definitely going to happen. I'll tell you what, either way, China loses. China loses in a big way. Because as soon as we shut down the South China Sea, their economy implodes. They do not have enough food to feed each other, or feed themselves, rather. And in all honesty, all we had to do to cut off their food supply is start hunting down those massive fleets that they have. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I suggest you look into it. All right? The Nichols version, or I should say Reader's Digest version, is this. They will send out these massive fleets of fishing boats. And these are small boats, what you would consider for fishing boats. But they're saying it's a massive amount is a huge understatement. And they go out and they have, at minimum, two primary ships that go with them. And these are all government-funded, by the way. One's a processing ship. One's a fuel ship. They go into an area with their little ships. And those little ships will go around and fish that place, legal or not. They'll fish it till there's nothing left. And all they do is they fill up their boat. They go to the processor. They unload. They refuel. And they go back out. Most of these are slave labor, by the way. And this is actually one of the reasons why if our Navy decided to kick the living dog piss out of them, I'm not crying. But here's the kicker. Those two ships, one of them is the Achilles heel. The fueler. You blow that, all those ships, they don't have enough fuel to get back to mainland China. They have to dock somewhere or they're just going to go adrift. And what happens to a population, let me rephrase, what happens to a country when said population can't feed itself? It's going to rip itself apart. We don't have to do dick. So keep that in mind. All right. Also, they do not have a blue water fleet. As long as we keep out of the first island chain, which goes from Japan all the way down to Taiwan and then down towards the Philippines, we don't have to worry about nothing. The closest we have to worry about is getting an airborne division close so in case Taiwan gets invaded, we can drop our own people in there really fast. But let's say when it comes to that, for the size that they have, Taiwan is no pushover at all. They have a lot of anti-air, a lot of anti-ship. Could China mass everything and then push across? Yes. Could they take Taiwan? If it's just those two against each other, yes. But China has officially pissed everybody off. Again. Okay? This is like that guy in your neighborhood that everyone just kind of tolerates, but constantly is pushing everybody around. Eventually, just like any other bully, they're going to get their teeth knocked in. And they won't be able to go to India. India hates them. So, it's literally going to be us, Japan, Philippines, Taiwan, possibly some Australian soldiers or sailors, but they really don't have that many to send. India is going to be a blocked off port. They won't have anywhere to go. It will be an old-fashioned siege. And as what's his name? Game of Thrones guy, Bronn. He said, you ever been in a siege? Let me school you. It ain't the fighting that kills most people. It's the starving. I would not be surprised if cannibalism became a thing in less than a month. Now, if you think their infrastructure could be adjusted to get enough food to them, they have a phrase over there when translated to English. It's called tofu construction. That's why their shit's falling apart. That's a pretty infamous video. And if I know where to find it, I'll link it in this one. Where they finish this huge apartment building slash office. Guy goes, I'm going to move in. Hold, wait a minute. He walks up to the concrete, pushes his finger through. This is the ground floor. And he bolts. Now, the building's still standing by whatever magic they're using. But he just bolts. He didn't want to be part of it, and I don't blame him. You got to remember, China has its own severe problems. That if they decide to throw down with Taiwan, Japan, or anybody, really. Because the Philippines have already started shooting. They see a freaking Chinese fishing boat, and they don't even give it a warning. They just open fire. Which, considering everything that's going on, hey, aim straight. Because that's the Philippines, that's their livelihood too. Remember I said when people can't feed themselves. Now, I will say this. If you're wondering why China hasn't actually risen up against its own regime, well, you got to remember something about human nature. We'll do a lot of things for safety, not necessarily security. And this is everywhere. If you look at Rome, Greece, hell, even Europe, other Asian countries, hell, a bunch of Chinese history. As long as it's somewhat stable and everyone has food in their belly, they're not going to say anything, no matter how corrupt it is. No matter how corrupt it is. I mean, seriously, just look at Rome and how corrupt that shit was. Do I really have to say anything else? Now, would we play a big part in that? Taking down China? Not as big a part as people think. And simply because geography is a bitch. That's 3,000 miles to cross. It takes like 2 weeks for these carrier groups to get over there. Don't get me wrong, when they're close by, those carrier groups are fucking nasty. And especially when they're protected by one of our, well, I shouldn't say one, by a few of our Aegis destroyers. Or the new ones they came out with. These things are not to be sneezed at. But you gotta remember, any outward assault, aside from the, what they call bologna slicing, or salami slicing, I'm sorry, that they've been doing, trying to slowly push out more and more and more and more, where if you don't see, they're just slowly moving towards you. Slowly moving in. So slow that you can't even tell. And eventually they're going to be right up to you. And you're going to say, hey, dude, back off. Well, I'm standing here. Why don't you back off? This is where I was standing the whole time. That's what they do. It's the way they think. Their mentality is, it's kind of messed up. Their whole thought process, and I didn't understand this at first. I had to look into their history, why, and it all comes down to the whole socialist bullshit they got going, is grab everything you can now because it won't be there tomorrow. Yeah, because you grabbed everything now. You left nothing for later. Duh. This is why. It's things like this, the reason why that so many of those of us that wore a uniform are what most people call preppers. Because we've seen how bad shit can get and how fast it can get there. So we're just ready for it. If it doesn't happen, great. I got some kick-ass camping gear. I'll grab some of my cousins. Let's go camping. Got plenty of food. I mean, unfortunately, I lost all my weapons in a horrible boating accident on Lake Superior, but What can you do? Now, before anybody says that Russia is going to help China, Russia's already sunk one of their major fishing boats because they were pushing into Russian waters. They just went north right by Vladivostok and just started poaching the shit out of things. It's bad. If it wasn't for the fact that our world is as resilient as it is, we'd be totally fucked right now. So take care of yourselves, take care of your families. And let's hope the craziness doesn't come back to bite us. Now, this isn't trying to be fearful or anything like this. I just don't like people getting screwed up over something stupid. So, all the best to you out there. And when I get myself a Patreon or something, I'll let you guys know. But for right now, this is your crazy uncle. I'm out.